This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Now, this is the only car on the market that comes equipped with a Dynaflex Superflowing Unijet Turbovasculator, which is synchromeshed with a multicoil hydrotension dual vacuum dynamometer.
Gosh, what does that do for the car?
It empties the ashtray.
Taxi, taxi, take me anywhere.
Woo!
Taxi, taxi, take me anywhere.
Take me anywhere, taxi. How about on WOR 710? It's Sunday night, and you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. And I guess I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with Frank Finizia. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
Okay. Like that blues taxi song in the background. Ooh. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. We will have guests later in the show. I'm not going to tell you who our guests are this week, in case we can't reach them. Oh, what can I tell you, folks? But I will tell you, we are the number one show in this time slot. And people listen, people who make decisions in New York City. Last week I was talking about the potholes on the Grand Central Parkway by LaGuardia Airport, past LaGuardia Airport. Do you realize they paved 4 miles? What do you call it, Frank, when they take off the top level of the road?
Resurfacing.
They resurfaced, okay, and repaved the Grand Central Parkway. Except they stopped right where the road splits to the Whitestone Bridge by City Field over there. And I got to tell you, this woman in front of me, same story as last week. She had an S550 Mercedes. In case you don't know, that's a $95,000 car. Hits the brakes. There are potholes lined up in all three lanes. So you cannot avoid the potholes. Sometimes you have to bite the bullet and drive over potholes. Okay? That's why they make, what do they have? Shock absorbers, bumpers, struts, all right? I mean, you have a $95,000 car. You can't drive it through a pothole. So I hit my brakes, and the guy behind me hits his, and then you hear way back there the screeching of tires. And she does this like 3 or 4 times in a row, finally, you know, had to go around her. So people need to learn how to drive with potholes around, I'll tell you that. But also, if you recall, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about the busiest taxi stand in the world, or in the United States anyway, is Penn Station. On 8th Avenue, there's a very long taxi stand. It goes from 31st Street up to 33rd Street. And they had put this construction trailer right in the middle of it. So cabs couldn't see the front of the line and what was going on. And they left the bike lanes alone. So I was down there early this morning. And I want everyone to know, I want to thank the DOT. Because there is nothing blocking that taxi stand of about 30 cars. And on the left side, they actually moved the bike stands. There's one on 30th Street. And there's one on between 34th and 33rd Street on the right side of 8th Avenue. So somebody's listening, somebody's reacting, and I really do appreciate it when they fix miles of road, okay, that we happen to mention on the air, and they change things around to make it beneficial for all New Yorkers, because it didn't really make sense to have a tractor trailer that was storing items for the new train station, which is the old post office on 8th Avenue, right in the middle of a taxi stand. I mean, it showed no respect, but now we have respect. And during that time this morning, there's something called the half marathon. For those of you folks who don't run, in order to run in the New York City Marathon, you have to be part, I think, of 6 races, and 3 of them have to be half marathons. They happen all the time. This one happened to be in Manhattan today. So There I was. Actually, I was with Brother Ben this morning, and we were trying to go across 42nd Street. Oh, no, you can't go across 42nd at 6th Avenue. You have to go up 6th Avenue. You can't make a left at 43rd, 45th, 47th, 49th, 51st. You get it. No left turns. Finally get up to Central Park. Yep, right turn. Got to go back to the east side. I said, okay, let's try this again. This time let's go all the way down south. So we went down to 23rd Street and things worked out. But if you were in that this morning, it was tough. It really was tough. Sorry I didn't mention it. So let me mention the St. Paddy's Day Parade, which is happening on Tuesday. Right, Frank?
Tuesday, absolutely. St. Paddy's Day.
Yay, St. Paddy's Day. And as you know, 5th Avenue is going to be closed between 42nd and 86th Street. And all of the streets in the 40s, 43rd, 46th, 44th, 48th, all of those are going to be closed. From Vanderbilt to 6th Avenue. A lot of streets in the 80s also are going to be closed between 5th and Madison. For those of you who've done it before, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you who haven't, stay away. Take mass transit. Take taxis. Take taxis. There you go. Okay, so St. Paddy's Day. But what you should know about St. Paddy's Day is there are new sobriety checkpoints this weekend. State police and local enforcement agencies like NYPD or even your local town clowns, they're going to have sobriety checkpoints, and they're going to look for distracted drivers for this weekend. The governor had made an announcement that this is going to run tonight and all tomorrow and tomorrow night as well. The state police are going to be out in force because last year, during, you know, the holiday weekend, 184 DWI arrests were made, 11,000 summonses, okay, for traffic violations in New York, and 34 tickets for driving with an alcoholic beverage. That's not a good thing to do, folks. Okay? How dumb can you be? You drive with an alcoholic beverage? Would you do that, Frank?
I was hoping you weren't going to ask. No, I would I'm like, please don't ask me that. No, I would never do that. Come on, everybody knows it's against the law. It's not safe for yourself, and it's not safe for those around you.
All right, our phone number here is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Got a very interesting email right before the show. Long, but very well written. And I guess what I'm going to say right now, and that person will understand. Well, I guess I'm not going to say it right now. We'll get back to that. Meanwhile, let's take a call. Gene in Philly, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, Joe.
Good evening, Henry.
Yeah, I caught the show a couple of weeks ago. I missed the last one last week, but a couple of weeks ago you were talking about, traffic in general and intersections and all that kind of stuff. While I was in Brooklyn working on a ship up there, I had to go out and, you know, pick up some supplies and all that. I came across apparently an old part of Brooklyn, and they had a two-light system there, no green. It was a yellow, and then it went to red, and then it went out. Have you ever seen that?
Were there three lights there, and the greens were broken?
No. I went for a few blocks, and it was the same thing. They did not have the green. They only had the yellow, which said a red light is coming up, and they had the red. And then when it's time for you to go, they just turned the lights were not there.
You did say that was in Brooklyn, right?
It was, yeah, apparently
hey,
it was
Frank,
in the old section.
Frank, could you speak to those guys again?
We're going to have to reach out and have a conversation because that doesn't make any sense. That's really confusing. I wonder if that was in Red Hook.
A what?
Was it in Red Hook, Brooklyn?
I would say, yeah. I worked on a ship at the, where you could see across the river, you know, downtown Manhattan and all. I forget what it was near. Yeah, it was near Red Hook and also, what's another section in there? near the water. It was, and not too far from the tunnel, Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, you know? The entrance there?
Yeah, no, that neighborhood still kind of dances to its own beat, and there's a couple of sections there that still are still very reminiscent of, like, New York in the 40s.
Yeah, well, in seeing these lights, I went for a few blocks, and it had the same thing. It confused me because I didn't know what to do. It seemed like the lights were completely out, I thought. Maybe there was no green, but I looked up, and I only saw the yellow.
So what did you do? You drove with caution when the yellow was on, I guess, right?
Well, no. When everybody's starting to beep, I said, what the hell? I'm about to move, you know. So I moved out of the way. And there's also some area where people sitting around or whatever, like a park or a city area, you know, like it was an old part of the city. So I don't know if you came ever across it again, you know.
Actually, I have not. I really haven't. You know, I was going to tell the joke, but it's serious.
Yeah.
Because if people run across that and you don't know what to do, it's like, gee, what do I do? Oh, they're honking me. I guess I go, you know, through the yellow light. So it's either stop or about to stop.
it's either in the yellow condition, okay, and then it goes to red, and it stays red. And then when it's time for you to go, all the lights are out, and there's nothing up there to say green, go.
Well, I'll tell you, Gene, there's only one thing I can say, and that is beware the Ides of March.
Okay, I have another thing to say.
Go ahead.
When I was out in California, when I was in the Hollywood area, I was first time I was out there, and I was walking along the street, and I came to an intersection. I wanted to cross, and I'm looking out into the middle of the intersection, you know, where both traffic would go, north and south, east and west, right in the center. And I saw people standing there, and I'm saying, are they crazy? What's going on here? You know, and I just stood there and watched, and they walked off, and everything started to run again. I stood around to watch it again. The same thing happened. People were just walking across the intersection. I followed it for the next time around, and what I noticed was normally you have, let's say, like north and southbound traffic going, and, of course, you have east and west traffic going on. They added one more change, and that is everything stops. All the lights turn red, and you can walk diagonally across the street.
Where is this?
This is in Hollywood, California.
Well, they must have been smoking good stuff that night.
Well, people were, like I said, are these people crazy? But I saw it happen two and three times, and I said, what a neat idea. It actually stops every car or truck moving so people can cross right at a diagonal. I was just wondering if you thought that maybe you got to give it some deep thought.
Well, in New York, what happens is on some intersections, the pedestrians get a green light and the cars are held that are going to make a right turn. So the pedestrians get a head start for about 15 or 20 seconds, and then it turns green with an arrow for vehicles in the right lane to make a right. So it's kind of like giving pedestrians a head start so they don't battle the vehicles at the same time. But it's interesting that you speak of pedestrians, Gene.
Hey, this is Gene.
This isn't the Gene show yet, but next week it can be the Gene shows. There was a new study that shows that nearly half of the pedestrians at five busy Manhattan intersections were distracted by their electronic devices, and they totally ignored red lights when crossing the street. Okay? Now, that's a problem we have here in New York. I don't know about Philadelphia. 28% who crossed at the green still paid more attention to their phones than the nearby vehicles, okay? And the monitored pedestrians that were navigated and were watched at 34th Street by 6th Avenue, 34th Street and 7th and 8th Avenue, 42nd Street and 6th Avenue, and 42nd and 8th Avenue. Those are some of the busiest intersections, Penn Station, Port Authority of New York. Okay, and Commissioner Polly Trottenberg, who's been on the show, stated that Vision Zero's message about personal responsibility is for all, whether behind the wheel, on foot, or riding a bike. Thank you for those words, Commissioner Polly Trottenberg.
Yeah, you mentioned those locations. They're suicide locations.
Hey, a guy from Philly can't come to New York and say that. You know, you do realize that, don't you?
Look, I'm legally blind now. I don't think I'd really be up there walking around, but It's a fun city. I must admit, when I came up there, I enjoyed it a lot and I learned a lot. And again, you're right. This is before, you know, everybody got an iPod and everything else. And yeah, everybody was looking out about for what, you know, they had to do. And it was fine and dandy, you know, everybody moves fast, real quick, at the change of a light and everything. And that's your activity up there. It's the same thing down here too. We have people walking in front of vehicles
and what have you. A lot of people are real dumb. They have a sense of entitlement crossing the street. And I mean, in the middle of an ice storm, a snowstorm, when vehicles can barely stop at 5 miles an hour, they're walking and saying, "Stop! I'm a pedestrian. I have the right of way." You know, sometimes you have to use your brains besides your feet, okay, and your obnoxious attitude, folks. Anyway, this is the Taxi Dave Show. We are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I'm sorry, Frank.
No, I was me crossing the street. Words hurt, you know. I'm sorry.
Forgive me. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. Our email is taxihale@aol.com. Thanks for listening in Philadelphia. Mike from JFK, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
First of all, Dave, I'd like to say they've called you everything but late for dinner, but now they have to keep calling you number one show. Was it number one show at 8 o'clock? Is that the scoop?
Ooh, you know, I'm trying to be humble about this thing. No, I don't know why. I was speaking to Frank and saying, would I listen to me? I don't know.
Well, I'm just, hey, Frank, how you doing, Frank?
I'm doing all right. Michael, how are you?
I'm very good. But, I mean, it ain't bragging if you're doing it. If you got the number one show, kid, you got to do some jumping jacks. Get the Sky Riders. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it. So what can I do for you this week, Mike?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of TLC stuff going on that, as they say, it's on the wrong syllable, right? Like, here we have the big college basketball weekend at Madison Square Garden, and they got the police writing cab driver tickets in front of the garden on 8th Avenue, in front of the garden on 7th Avenue. The cab drivers see that, and they hit the gas and go by. They don't wait online because they figure, I don't want to get a ticket. Now, what is the left hand doing versus what is the right hand doing? You're supposed to encourage cabbies to come over to Penn Station if there's an event, not scare them away with a police car sitting there writing tickets for a little petty chicken spit with a pee tickets.
Frank? Hey, listen, you're the tough guy from Brooklyn. You know, I mean, I'll talk about the police, but yeah, There's got to be something else done here.
Yeah.
Listen. I mentioned it last week. A meeting with the chief of traffic is long overdue with yellow cabs. There was something in this month's Taxi Insider newspaper, which said that there's a lawsuit by some minority rookie police officers who are claiming that their superior officer told them they must make one arrest a month and give 20 summonses a month. And if they didn't, it would not be a good thing. So, you know, so there they have it. The gun is to the police officers' heads to write summonses. And yeah, I don't want to go through this again, but you know the easiest moving target is a yellow cab. And why? Because nobody in the neighborhood is going to complain at the community board meetings about their grandmother getting a summons while she was trying to get out of a car, or, you know, a woman picking up or dropping off a child or delivering groceries and just running in for a minute. Hey, let's just give it to the yellow cabs. The hell with it. That's how we'll empty our ticket books.
Well, I joined the Alumni Association of Cab Drivers who got a ticket at Penn Station a few years ago. I remember there was a guy with crutches getting out of the cab on 8th Avenue, and there was a pregnant lady getting into the cab on 8th Avenue on 31st Street. And while they're, like, passing each other, some cop walks over and says, you got to pull over. I am pulled over. I was on the corner. He said, oh, no, you're supposed to drop him over there. I said, listen, the guy's on crutches. The lady looks like she was, smuggling a beach ball. I mean, she looked like she was in her, like, 12th month, let alone her 9th month. And he says, no, I got a right job, so I got a ticket for that. And it's just one of the many bizarre things. Oh, speaking of new things, the JFK dispatch system is up and running, and if you don't have the little sticker on your windshield when you go in there with the new system, it's Arrivederci Roma. You won't get dispatched.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because a guy came up to me this morning at LaGuardia Airport and said, I want a sticker. I said, what are you talking about? I need a sticker for JFK. I said, why are you coming to me? They said, well, a JFK, they told me to come to LaGuardia to get it. Do you know where to get the stickers? Because it used to be in the officer's booth at JFK holding lot.
Well, they had a couple of, like, days where you could go in and get a sticker, but they kept moving the goalpost. And they kept moving the goalpost with the sticker, then they keep moving the goalpost with when this dispatching so-called system is going to be available. So now it's available, and I don't know if you can just run into the dreaded Hangar 14 and ask one of the dispatchers in there for a sticker, but also the sticker has to be coordinated with your cab number. So I saw a couple of broken hearts there last night.
So once again, regulation for safety. You're driving a yellow cab, there's records of everything and everybody. There's nobody with signs that says, hey, you need transportation? There's no one who's going to come up to you and say, oh, I got a beautiful car for you. Oh, yeah, only $65 to Manhattan. And then you get there, oh, I meant $65 a person. Is four of you? You know, give me $250, we'll call it even.
Yeah, well, the last thing I want to say is I'm very concerned because I do drive a cab, and thankfully, I only have to drive, like, let's say, a few nights a week, but the six times a week people, my heart goes out to them because I don't know how they can breathe, let alone make a living, because the rules, the points, the passengers, the one thing that concerns me with the TLC is they keep saying, oh, there's a driver shortage. They have over 50,000 valid hack licenses for 14,000 cabs. What they should be doing is recruiting from within, from people who have the hack licenses, and sending maybe like a little sunshine thing saying, come on back. And they should keep the drivers in the business and stop these ticket traps and these red light scams and everything else, because that's what the safety is. I mean, you get a person who's 5 years, 10 years driving a cab, they know how to do it, and they're a safer driver. You can't pop out these cabbies like gumdrops and expect to have a safe taxi system in New York City. You have to have some common sense.
You know, you're talking about summonses. I had a gentleman come into my office this week. He bought an accessible medallion from the city of New York for $900,000. That money went right to the city for whatever. Police officers, firemen, sanitation, general fund money.
Right.
And he received two different dates speeding tickets that were 6 points each.
Oh, my God.
If you get 10 points within 15 months, folks, he got the 10 points within 14 months. If you get 10 points within 15 months, you are revoked, and that's the end of your life as a taxi driver. Your hack license is revoked. So his wife came in and said, oh, I want to appeal this. I said, well, you went to court 3 months ago. You can't appeal after 30 days.
Right.
She started crying in my office. What do we do? My husband's the breadwinner. He no longer has a hack license. What do we do?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I feel for these guys. You know, police officers, look, what's happening, and I think we had a conversation about this, Mike, about some Uber drivers that you've noticed just not even using any technology, just soliciting all the time. Isn't that what you told me?
Well, apparently, from what I've heard, the Uber, the bloom is off the rose. I mean, the yellow cab is like the good wife. Everybody had their little fling with Uber. And the people love the yellow cab. It's very convenient, and I've noticed the business has, in fact, picked up lately. And the one thing I've noticed about Uber, you talk about safety, the TLC has done nothing, zero, as far as cracking down on handheld dispatching devices. They're not on the dashboard. They're not on the control monitor. The one guy's driving with the left hand. He's trying to do like a gangster lean with the phone in the right hand, looking down. And just go on Fifth Avenue at the rush hour. You'll see like a hundred of these knuckleheads with the handheld dispatching. And a lot of them, unfortunately, I'm going to say, is for companies who are doing the share ride. Because the yellow cabs, we're just cruising around and picking people up. So I'm wondering at what point does the TLC, I'm wondering what point does the Taxi Limousine Commission become the Taxi and Limousine Commission? It's ridiculous.
All right, Mike. I'm glad you told us how you really feel.
God knows. Frank, thank you very much for listening and kicking in your pearls of wisdom on the side over there.
I'm here to help, Mike. I'm here to help.
That's right. And again, a little heads up to the cabbies out there. You got to get your windshield sticker at JFK to be dispatched now, because I got the system up and running. And if you don't have that little sticker, back to the city you go, my friend.
And for all you listeners who are flying in from other cities who have been calling in, take a yellow cab when you get to the airports, please. It's cheaper, it's safer, and you don't have to worry about anything. Okay.
Here. I'll catch you guys later. Thank you.
Oh, wait a second.
Uh-oh.
Isn't there a website that you wanted to mention?
Oh, you know what? Thank you very much. It's nyctaxinews.com. It's www.nyctaxinews.com. And you're more than welcome to check out the various perusings of the staff on the message board. So that's nyctaxinews.com. And I'd just like to say, Dave, it's a great show. Frank, you guys make this show the number one 8 o'clock show. What's the legal ease? The number one 8 o'clock show in New York on Sunday night, right?
You're listening. That's it. The Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. If you've never been to a credit union, if you've never had a bank account, a savings account, a checking account, a CD, and you have it with the bank, check it out with the credit union. You won't be sorry. Okay? You need a commercial loan for a small business? Go to Melrose Credit Union. They're experts in that field. An email from Mike. There was a lawsuit against Uber and Lyft this past Thursday. Do you know what was the outcome? Well, I think the lawsuit was just filed. There is no outcome yet. I had heard it was brought by a number of drivers who were upset that they paid a certain amount of money for medallions. And I haven't read the lawsuit, so I really can't comment on it. I just heard it was by drivers who paid a lot of money for medallions, and others are doing the same thing that they're doing right now. So I believe that's what it's about. I'll let you know. Our email address is taxihale@AOL.com, and our phone number is 800-321-0710. The audience is here. We have a lot of callers. So when we come back, okay, we'll take some of your phone calls. Frank and I will, and get into some discussion, and then we'll have a special guest on, at least one, to start.
Good love, 'cause you got to have love. Hey, now you got to have love.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, you can get next to us on the Taxi Dave Show. Me and Frank, Frank and I, he and me. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. We're broadcasting from the beautiful Melrose Studios, state-of-the-art studios. No blackouts this week. Overlooking, Frank, what's that beautiful highway over there?
The greatest highway in the world, the Van Wyck Expressway.
Oh, it's so lovely. It's so lovely. The construction's coming along just wonderfully between the Grand Central and the Van Wyck. For those of you who aren't from New York City, it's a disaster. But it should be done soon. That's what we've been told for the last 4 years. It'll be done soon. It'll be
done
soon.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. Uh-oh. Fasten your seatbelt. There we go. Next on the line.
Good evening,
Dave. Good evening. How are you?
Okay. Listen, I want to respond to Commissioner Trottenberg's comment. I said that during Mayor Wagner's administration, he cared about human life. He had signs announcing that there's a crackdown on jaywalking, not only by the schools, but throughout the city. And Commissioner Trottenberg said, these are her exact words, the signs would be too small. That's a ridiculous answer. Then the logical response is to say, make them bigger. But as you know, because I told you so, one of the flunkies of the mayor was cornered like a rat. And
like a
he
rat.
Admitted, yes, yeah, by some members of the press, and he admitted they don't have jaywalking signs. There's no crackdown on jaywalking because it's easier to collect fines from a motorist than it is from a jaywalker. Now, what about bike riders? There are two standards. If you're a motorist, they lie in wait.
You better be a good boy if you're a motorist. You're a cab driver, don't get 10 points in 15 months.
Yes. They lie in wait for motorists who are not driving with seatbelts on. But what about the parasitic, uninsured, kamikaze-type bike riders? No helmets, no insurance. A 62-year-old neighbor of mine, here's what happened. She was in Manhattan. She stepped off the curb because the light turned green. And whammo! A bike rider going the wrong way knocked her to the ground. She was taken to the hospital.
You know something, Clem? You know, this Gene had called before from Philadelphia about an all-pedestrian cycle. We just got an email from San Francisco, from Corey. I think every major city needs to adopt the all-pedestrian cycle. Turn down your radio. San Francisco has them in our financial district, and it really helps to clear up right-of-way concerns. Vision Zero should include these measures. All cars and no pedestrians and vice versa is the best way to help drivers reduce their liability. Thanks for your time, Corey in San Francisco. Corey, thanks for your time. Cross country. What do you think about that, Clem?
Yeah, it's a good idea, but it's so blatant. When they land on their head, the bike riders, that hurts. But they don't crack down on bike riders without helmets, and it's amazing. So this 62-year-old lady gets slammed to the ground. She was too young for Medicare. She had no insurance. She thought she would survive. So what happened? She got out of the hospital. And soon after, she got a hospital bill.
There are hundreds of cases of people. By the way, thanks, Clem. You call every week. You listen every week. We love you. There are thousands of cases of pedestrians getting hit by bicycles. Okay? I don't know if it's getting any better. If it were better, what's the right English there, Frank? Then we'd be hearing about it. You know? I mean, I know people who were, you know, who had broken bones, were out of work for 6 months, looking one way, getting hit another way, standing in the street, you know, waiting for a cab. I mean, people on the sidewalk getting hit by bikes. It's ridiculous. Let's take some more phone calls. David, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Taxi Dave, how you doing?
Okay.
I wanted to ask you about environmental impact studies. And because I read this week that there's actually like four app companies in the city now, right? Three of them between Uber and another two, they've said that they want to add 20,000 cars. I don't know if it's cars or I don't know what. I think they want to add 20,000 drivers, right? In this year. So my question to you is, where's the environmental impact study on that? Are they just going to add? They want to add 10,000 this year. Are they just going to add 10,000 every year? Does that ever kick in? Is it mandatory? What's the answer? Do you know?
A friend of mine this week made a comment, and his comment was, it took the yellow taxi industry 70 years to get 13,487 medallions. It took Uber 18 months to get 14,000 vehicles on the road.
Right.
In answer to your question, I know originally when Giuliani wanted to add more medallions, there was an environmental impact study done. I really can't answer that. That's really a question for the people in power. You know, I mean, people have to want to do the right thing. And out of those 14,000 vehicles, I would imagine a lot of them came from other segments of the industry. A lot of them are brand new also. I mean, I saw a billboard today on Van Damme Street and Queens Boulevard, and I think it said, you know, Uber, no car, no problem, call this number.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that, but
right.
There needs to be regulation. In this case, the technology has come before regulation, okay? And in a political world, sometimes politicians, sometimes, politicians care about what their constituents think. What will the public think? Gee, well, is this going to affect other people? How about small businessmen? How about small business people who put their life savings into a yellow medallion? Okay? I mean, I don't know what, I got to read that lawsuit. I'll fill you in next week. But having their life savings in jeopardy, possibly. You know, what about helping small business?
And they don't
who helped the city?
It's amazing. And you know what? The 20,000 is right. It's Uber wants, Uber alone wants 10,000 this year. And the other two want 5,000 each. So they want 20,000 cars, more cars in New York, which basically means Manhattan, right? Because that's where all the business is this year.
That's right. Well, there's an interesting letter somebody wrote in the Taxi Insider newspaper that you can get on that website, nyctaxinews.com. I think he printed it. That's saying every taxi rider is paying $5 more during rush hour because of all the extra thousands of cars in the city. You can't go anywhere, and it's just getting worse. You know, it's not like these vehicles are really satisfying the outer boroughs and all New Yorkers. You know, they just want the cream of the crap. Anyway, thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you,
Dave. And we'll get back to you on an EIS, maybe with a little more info next week. Ed, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, David. How are you?
Okay.
Good, good. I guess the previous caller stole my thunder because I guess it's a question of a real concern. My question was, does the New York City plan on capping the number of black cars that are flooding the city streets? As I can hear from the previous caller in your answer to his question.
Well, let me tell you, a lot of people have been bringing that up, and it's been brought to my attention that that has to change. The administrative code of the city of New York would have to be changed. So I guess that's what needs to be worked on next, if that were going to happen at all.
Okay. Thanks,
Dave. That's the short answer, Ed.
Okay.
Let me just, Noah. Hey, how you doing behind the glass over there? Let's not forget about Kevin, okay? Okay. Let's take a call from Mohammed. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Taxi Dave. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. And how are you?
Very good, very good.
Good. Were you driving today? Were you driving today in the half marathon mess?
No, I drive nighttime, not the daytime.
Okay. You're not driving now, though. You're pulled over, right? Say right.
Yeah, I'm at the taxi stand now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you are mentioning somebody bought medallion for $900,000, and then he's out of business with the two tickets. What
yes.
kind of this business is?
What
and
kind of what?
Why people? What kind of this business is? He only got two tickets and he's out of business. He invested $900,000 on taxi medallion. Why he bought that? He should bought. Spend that money somewhere else where he has some respect. Where he has some respect.
So are you saying that police officers don't respect cab drivers?
Who respects cab drivers?
I do.
The fleet owners?
I do.
That brokers?
I drove a cab. I know what it's like. Okay, I know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. Okay, I know what it's like to hope you have a good day and bring home money so you can pay your bills.
And
I get
Is it the cab driver? They are making a minimum wage after working 12-hour shift? No. And I don't understand how come, you know, they are investing all that money in the medallion.
Well, you know, when you say that, I think the actual statistics from the TPEP system kind of prove you wrong. I mean, that you know, that was the line that certain people were using a couple of years ago. But I don't know how to tell you this year. In the long run, you're making more than minimum wage. And I agree with you. There are some slow nights. You know it as well as I do, where what you're saying is true. But in the long run, I think you make out, or else you'd be going
somewhere
else.
Why these guys, these fleet owners and brokers, why they are crying? No. They are going to that grave. They dig very deep. When they were charging to the, you know, the taxi owned driver, what they call dub, they were charging $70,000 for that car. And
well,
nobody
that's,
was
that's,
listening
wait,
to us.
Wait a second. It's not 70. First of all, there's a lot of other stuff involved in that figure. It's not just for the vehicle. I know what you're saying, okay, but when you pick apart the numbers, it's not exactly that. Unless you have that happen to you and you're speaking firsthand from experience.
The limousine commission is just covering up for
those experience,
people.
Or do you just want to talk over me?
No. I'm listening to you, but I'm putting question to you too.
What's your question? What's the taxi
my
limousine commission doing?
When,
they've stopped people from overcharging. Hey, let me tell you this. There's private contracts, okay? And here's something I want to tell everybody. Every cab ride, there's 50 cents that goes to the MTA. It's an MTA tax, all right, that's collected by the taxi driver, and it's paid to the MTA quarterly by the taxi owner. I've had a number of drivers come to my office this month, the last month, saying that the place where they were leasing their medallion didn't pay the MTA tax. Okay? So you have medallion owners getting a certain amount every month for leasing their medallion. And, you know, they do whatever they want because, you know, medallion owners are the smartest guys always. And then they come to me, you know, oh, my God, what do I do? He gave me my medallion back and there's $15,000 owed to the MTA. I said, let me see your contract. And I read the contract. I am not an attorney, but as clear as day, the contract says that the owner is responsible for the MTA tax. So I say, I guess you did not have an attorney when you signed that agreement. No, I did not. So, you know, when you talk about everybody, you know, it's not only drivers. There are situations and problems with other people. So if you really need help, you know, Melrose has something called MTAC, the Melrose Taxi Action Center. You know, and I'd be glad to review any leases, any contracts, and help any driver or any owner. Just come up to Melrose, call me first, make an appointment, make sure I'm there. And I'm there for you, Mohammed. I'm there for you. So thank you for listening to the Taxi Dave Show, and thank you for calling in and expressing your point of view. What do you think, Frank?
I think he was a little excited, but he brings up some really, really good points.
Okay. We're just going to change gears right now. I'll tell you what. When we come back, we're going to have a gentleman on who is a member of the Crests. There's a show going on in Queens on April 10th. I'll let him tell you about that and give you a brief history of some of the roots of rock and roll. This is the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And how many times did I see Johnny Maestro sing this song? Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave.
And now my tears are falling like raindrops from the sky. There's trouble in paradise.
Yeah, yeah.
The stars no longer shine.
Oh, yeah.
There's trouble in paradise.
Yeah, yeah.
For she's no longer mine.
That's seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Isn't it amazing?
Taxi Dave is back. Let me read a quick email. Hi, Taxi Dave. Right now I'm on the Grand Central Parkway westbound by the gas station before LaGuardia. A line of 30 black cars, many out of state or private license plates, waiting for Uber calls with their Uber signs in the windows. I pulled over and spoke to two of the drivers to confirm this. Also, the windshield RFID chips are for the airport dispatch system. I'm told the drivers have to pick them up at LaGuardia. From the dispatcher at the central lot. Best regards, Tommy. Thank you, Tommy, for that information. And now, getting back to a musical guest. You know, sometimes we have fun here, especially if we're having a little concert in Queens, which is unusual. Oh, I love this song. Right now, Tommy Mara. Thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show.
It's my pleasure, Dave. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So why don't you tell people a little bit about how you got involved? Right now you're the lead singer. You're Tommy Mara and the Crests now, or is it, or Tommy Mara and what?
It's the Crest featuring the voice of Tommy Mara. Tommy Mara and the Crest. Just call me anything you want. Just not late for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
You lost a lot of weight. I saw you last time.
I did lose a lot of weight. 171 pounds, but came to a little standstill just now. But it'll go. The rest of it'll go. I lost two Backstreet Boys.
So how did you get involved singing?
Well, I've been singing my whole life. I grew up in Brooklyn, and I moved right to Mashpee, Queens, and that's actually where my family had a couple of Italian restaurants, pizzerias, and just started singing. You know, we sang with a guy named Bubba at a Club 57 in Mashpee, Queens, and just been singing ever since.
And how'd you get involved with Johnny Maestro?
No, me and Johnny were good friends. We met, and we became really close. We found out that we lived near each other in Florida, and we opened a studio together, and I have a lot of stuff I didn't release yet. I have a Christmas duet album, me and him, we recorded in 2006. I have a duet album of standards with him. We have a Crest album we released, you know, we did not release yet, and that'll all be released before the end of the year. I had to wait a while, I just didn't want anybody, I think I was out there trying to make money off my Gumbada. So,
well, you usually dedicate a song to him during the shows that I've seen you at.
So I dedicate the entire show to him, because it's not me. I'm not you know, one of the original people. I just sat there like some of the other groups are, keeping the music alive. I own the trademark legally, and that's what it is. In the year 2000, I bought the trademark from J.T. Carter. He's the last surviving member. He sang with me for a couple of years, and then he disappeared, and that was it. And I have not, I'm not done. I just kept going. Johnny asked me to keep the music going. That's just what I'm doing.
What's your favorite song?
Gee, But I Give the World.
Okay. Are we going to hear that on April 10th? Then why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about April 10th?
Yeah, April 10th. Actually, April 10th is my 60th birthday. I'll be 60 years old on April 10th.
Hey! All right. We're going to have cake at the concert.
Yeah, but I won't be able to eat. That's what I need. I won't be able to eat. We're going to, we're with the Dubs, which is a fabulous Cleveland Stills Dubs. I love them. And Angel Rizzoff, which is, from Kenny Vance and the Planetones, and himself. In himself, he's a fabulous, fabulous singer. So, it's a good show. It's a really good show. And us, we're just going to do all the Crest songs. Angels listened in, Trouble in Paradise, G, My Juanita, Sweetest One. We'll put some other, cover stuff in there. But, we'll do them all. We'll do everyone. I Thank the Moon a cappella. Every song that Johnny used to do with the Crest, all the Crest tunes.
And where's that going to be?
That's going to be at that Queens Theater. I actually was never there, and they said it's right next to, right in Queens Park there, right by the Flushing or Elmhurst, one of those. I'm not really sure the exact address. I don't have that.
All right, and what's the title of the show? Is it a Richard Nader doo-wop show?
Richard Nader doo-wop. You can go to richardnader.com for all the information, and it's going to be a really good show.
All right.
Are you coming? Are you coming?
You know what? I wasn't going to, but I'm speaking to you. I'm so excited right now. Yeah, I'm definitely going to come now.
And I'll especially sing. I heard you say you like Angels Listen, and that's one of my favorite tunes, too.
All right. Tommy Mara from The Crest, thank you for coming on the Taxi Dave Show.
It's my pleasure. Do you own a taxi company?
No. I don't own a taxi company.
Oh, you're Taxi Dave?
Yes.
I like that. I like that name. That's a good name for this job. Taxi Dave. Hey, you doing? Hey, taxi. Hey, listen, I live in Florida. I've been here since 1987, but I didn't lose my Brooklynese. So how you doing there, Taxi Dave?
I'm doing, man.
Hey, and the next thing is, hey, did you eat yet? You're supposed to say what?
J-E-E-T. Oh. Jeet. Jeet yet?
Jeet yet? No, Jew?
Yes, I am. Thank you. All right, that's Tommy Marin.
Pleasure talking to you.
RichardNader.com. You can see him April 10th in Queens. And, hey, Frank, he mentioned Angel Rizzoff.
Legendary Angel Rizzoff. I mean,
we have to realize who we've got on tonight. I mean, we go from everything about New York, and now actually to have on the phone another one of New York's own, Angel Rizoff. I mean, this guy is truly a legend of soul and R&B. It is amazing. David, you realize that this guy started singing before he was 12? It is unbelievable. He did a show with Cyndi Lauper. Studio work with John Lee Hooker, Matt Guitar Murphy, Paul Schaefer. It is an honor, and I'm bowing right now because this is a great guy to have on.
And let's not forget Chuck Berry and Dion and a couple of others like that, right?
Great stuff. I mean, you're talking about Matt Guitar Murphy, Paul Schaefer. It is unbelievable. You talk about a career and life's work, and to have one in New York's own, it's unbelievable.
So introduce him, man.
What more can we say than we've got? You know, we've got a legend of R&B and soul on the phone with us tonight. Everybody should be really, really excited. Be really looking forward to seeing him on April 10th. Come on, it's Angel Rizoff.
Man, I'm excited. I sound good. I sound very good.
You done good.
Is this Mr. Taxi?
Yeah, you're here with Taxi Dave and Frank.
How you doing, Taxi? How you, Frank? How you doing?
We're doing.
You're doing, hey. It's one of those days I can hear that in the pattern. This is the pattern of the day. How you doing?
All right. You know, we talked about a lot of interesting issues facing the yellow taxi industry, the black car industry, the transportation industry, pedestrians. I mean, we hit the gamut today. We talked about a lot of stuff. And towards the end of the show, it's nice to relax and, you know, an honor to have, you know, someone like you on the show. So tell us what you're going to be doing on April 10th.
I'm going to be singing songs from my CDs. I've had a bunch of solo CDs out, and I'll be doing maybe a couple songs from the Planetones. And it's just an honor to be on the stage with Dubs and Tommy Mara. And also there's a special guest, Twin Gold, from up in Westchester County. And I was listening in, and if people want to buy tickets, they can go to 718-760-0064. And that's the Queens Theater box office. And it's in South Flushing Meadows, Corona Park, in New York. That's where it is. It's the Queens Theater. Cool. And I'm looking forward to the show. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I've been to this theater before. It's a very good theater. The sound is great. The sight lines are great. And I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
You're going to
somebody
there?
Told me to say this. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
That's right, exactly. And we're going to do something.
Yeah, we are going to do something. I'm looking forward to... Are there any songs that you've... Were you with Kenny Vance on the Planetones?
I was with Kenny Vance for about 10 years, 9 or 10 years. Before that, I was with a group called Little Isidore and the Inquisitors, and we had a hit record that I was lucky enough to sing lead on, the Harlem Hit Parade. And, you know, you read some of my credits. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been lucky enough to play with a lot of my heroes, a lot of the people I grew up idolizing, and it's been a good ride.
You know, most people don't realize that in the, let's say, the 1950s into the 1960s, guy singing in the hallways, I think that's how the Planetones...
how I started. I started on the corner and in the hallways for the echo.
That's it.
And in the subway stations, it had great echo.
So, you know, and they would start to harmonize and sometimes get creative, produce, get their own music out there. And that's how guys like Dion and an Angel, you know, became famous.
Absolutely. Well, I think at first it was about the music, but it also was, that's how you impress the girls, you know. That was, I think, our main motivation.
Did you marry one of your fans?
Yeah.
Really?
Unfortunately, I did, yes.
But shot in the dark.
Story for another day.
Okay, didn't want to put you on the spot there.
Sorry. No, that's okay.
All right. So do you take taxis?
I take taxis. Well, my uncle was a cab driver for years. He was a yellow cab driver in New York City.
Really? What's his name?
Well, his name was Isidore Levine, but he's deceased at this
point.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm sure we knew his broker.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
See that? There's always the 6 degrees of Melrose, the 6 degrees of yellow cabs.
I'm actually a member of the Melrose Credit Union.
Are you really?
I really am. I have been for a long time. My mother was before me, and I am. And
that means that your uncle was a member and probably had his taxi
number. He was. I think that's how we got involved. My uncle, who was a cab driver, was the third oldest. My mother was the youngest, and he was the third oldest. So,
what do you use Melrose for?
Certificates of deposit and stuff like that.
So you like the returns?
Absolutely, yeah.
You find them higher than banks?
That's why I go there, yes.
Okay. You see, when we say you can get there from here, we're not just making it up. There's a reason we say that.
Roads lead to Melrose.
All right. Well, Angel,
yes.
All I can say is I'm very excited. This is Angel Rizoff. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. We had Tommy Maron before. We added a little fun the last 10 minutes of the show. Hope you other callers don't mind. But listen, we work hard, and we have to play hard, too. And April 10th, we hope to see you.
If anybody would like to get in touch with me, they can friend me on Facebook, Angel Rizoff, or go to my website, angelmusicinc.com. And if they come to the show and they'd like to say hello, just please feel free to just walk up and introduce yourself.
All right. Thank you for listening, for calling in, and I'll see you on April 10th.
Maybe. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. This is the Taxi Dave Show. I want to thank all you callers for making us number one, all you listeners out there, okay? We didn't do the distracted driving pledge. I know I got 22 emails. We haven't done it in a while. We'll kick that back up with our guests next week. Frank, thank you again. And I'm Taxi Dave. And we'll speak to you next week, folks. Gotta go now.
Hey, taxi, take me to the concert.
Man and King, a Solomon Burke.
This has been a podcast from WOR.